The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Berlin has reported a significant increase in attacks on asylum seekers over the past year. It comes as Germany's incoming Chancellor Friedrich Merz campaigned on tightening border policy, but had some of those policies watered down as part of his coalition deal with the Social Democrats. Now, to take us through the increase in attacks and the formation of government, we're joined by Deborah Cole, Berlin correspondent with The Guardian. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, how are we with the document, 149 pages, I believe, laying out a programme for government? Is it finally agreed?
Yes, it has been finally agreed. And the only remaining steps outstanding is that the Social Democrats have to sign off on it. Now, they've pulled their membership, and so we're expecting that about April 30th, and we are expecting them, maybe with a bit of grumbling, but to sign off on it. And then the leadership of Friedrich Merz's conservative alliance will also rubber stamp it at the end of the month. So if all of that happens, he'll be sworn in as the next chancellor on May 6th.
Now, what significant changes in direction are we seeing under this new proposed government?
Well, I mean, as you mentioned at the beginning, a lot of it has to do with the tightening of immigration policy, which is what I wrote about this week. And so Friedrich Merz, he really, you know, campaigned on a message of taking a much tougher line in terms of the border policy than the previous government. Now, part of that has to do with the fact that the far right AfD has made strong gains in support in Germany, and they're really breathing down his neck. And in fact, in two polls we've seen recently, have come out on top ahead of the CDU-CSU that Merz leads. So on immigration policy, yeah, he campaigned on a sort of Trumpian message that, you know, from day one, he was going to stop irregular immigration at the border, that no one, you know, was going to pass the frontier. And with the coalition negotiations, that message did have to be watered down a bit. But we are going to be seeing a hardening of the policy once the government takes power.
Now, Germany has multiple borders, of course, and countries are in Schengen, which allows for free movement. So where exactly are the border guards going to be placed?
Well, the thing is, you're right, absolutely, that Germany is surrounded by fellow Schengen countries. However, for years now, including, you know, the Social Democrat-led government that led Germany since 2021, they have managed to introduce, quote-unquote, emergency measures to reintroduce border controls. So, in fact, we have had, you know, these checks going on despite the freedom of movement that Schengen promises. Now, this has led to all kinds of frustrations with some of Germany's neighbors. I mean, Poland and Austria say, you know, that it is impeding, you know, trade and commercial traffic at the border, and, you know, creating you know, added bureaucracy and frustrations for them. We probably will see some court challenges. I know in Poland, they are mounting a court challenge because they say that within Schengen, you can't have these border controls forever. But if you ask Berlin, they would like to keep them as long as possible.
And how onerous are they? I mean, I know entering Switzerland some years ago, I had to stop at the border, and that was fine and understood that it would happen. But if you're going from Germany into France, into Belgium, into the Netherlands, into Switzerland, what happens?
So it's less of an issue on the western borders. It's more of an issue on the countries that sort of represent the outer flanks of the European Union. So where Germany has really stepped up, you know, border controls have been on the German-Austrian border and the German-Polish border, for example. And there, you know, you do see sometimes, you know, trucks backed up for miles, you know, trying to get into the country while each individual driver, you know, is checked. This has been a real source of tension.
Do they think that the Poles and the Austrians are soft on people trafficking? Is that what they think?
I think that there's not necessarily that accusation. I mean, relations are pretty good with, you know, with many hiccups, but, you know, in general, the relations, you know, aren't bad with those particular governments. It just is a factor of the geography of it, because these countries are on the outer flank, and many of the people are trying to reach Germany by way of these countries, then it, you know, it just by dint of the fact that they are on these borders, they're crossing from Poland and Austria.
Now, the attacks on migrants, which have increased, I mean, are there particular races, ethnicities that are the target?
Well, I mean, it has to do with the particular makeup of the refugee population in Berlin. So the countries, you know, with the highest representation in about the 35,000 who are here, come from Vietnam, from Moldova, from Afghanistan, Turkey, and Syria. And so they have, the officials have not given a breakdown of the victims per se. We're talking about in 2024, 77 assaults on asylum seekers. Within that group, we have a gender breakdown. And about 34 of those people required hospital treatment, but they have not released the ethnicity of the victims.
I mean, whatever about an Afghan or someone from Turkey or someone from Vietnam or Syria, it might be hard to spot a Moldovan among a crowd of Germans.
Yes, this is true. Yeah.
All right. So is there now deep concern in Berlin that the rate of attack is mounting, and therefore if this trend were to continue, it would become a very serious problem?
I think it's fair to say, certainly among opposition parties, left-leaning opposition parties, they are the ones who demanded these figures from the government. And they have, you know, called this report that was released this week on the basis of their request, an alarm bell. But they say that this is not only a development that came up in 2024. They say that this is a chronic problem. But we did see a doubling of assaults on asylum seekers and refugees last year compared to the previous year. That's a rule of law issue. And for anybody concerned about these communities, it's a cause of worry.
Deborah Cole, a Berlin correspondent for The Guardian, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.